everyone. My name is Sam Willens, your mother of Valkyries and your host of the Sword and the Ribbon podcast. This is the 10th podcast episode. Can you believe we are here already? And May is Mental Health Month. And mental health is something the Valkyries and myself are super passionate about. So for this episode, I'm going to chat with you all about the benefits of mind stealing and working out, specifically when you do them together. As many of you know, this podcast was inspired by A Court of Silver Flames by Sarah J. Maas. If you don't know, check out the first two podcast episodes for all the background info. Nesta, the main character, struggles with different areas of mental health, including anxiety, depression, PTSD, and past trauma, just to name a few. When we start the beginning of the book, Nesta is in a hard place, not knowing how to work through any of the mental health struggles she's dealing with. I'm not even sure she knows how to identify them, just ways to cope with them, which were super unhealthy for her. Through a series of events, Nesta starts her fitness journey, working out daily and spending time reflecting on her life, all until she meets Gwyn and Emery, who change her life. Not only do the three of them become best friends, but Gwyn introduces them to the practice of mind stealing. As Valkyries, I know we all love this practice, and if you want to hear more about it, check out episode 2 of the podcast. But today, I want to talk specifically about the benefits of mind stealing when it's paired with your fitness journey, just like Nesta. When Gwyn is explaining the ideas behind mind stealing, she says, "The Valkyries found heightened emotions distracting in the face of an opponent," Gwyn said. "They train their minds to be weapons as sharp as any blade, to be able to keep their composure, to know how to access that place of calm in the midst of battle, made them unshakable opponents." The idea that mind stealing or meditation can pair well with any type of fitness is not a new one. From Valkyries to even the 2020s, we are studying this relationship. In a recent study by Rutgers University, they found that while regular aerobic exercise and meditation are both proven mood boosters done together, they are extra effective at combating mental illness. The combination approach reduced symptoms of clinical depression by an astounding 40%. While this study specifically looked at the effects on depression, there are numerous studies with similar positive outcomes on other mental illnesses. One really cool thing to note in the conclusion of this study, the researchers say, by the study's end, everyone, both those who'd been battling depression and those who hadn't, reported significant improvements in mood and anxiety levels. The group also spent less time dwelling on negative situations in their lives than they did before. So even without any specific diagnosed mental illness, meditation paired with fitness improved their participants' moods. This is why it is so important to pair mind stealing with your daily workout. If you are in Valkyrie Squad, you know that the program specifically recommends this daily. By the way, shout out to my sister Becca, who has written all of our mind stealing audios. And depending on which audio you listen to, depends on what you are focusing on. Like Summer Court deals with our emotions, or Dawn Court talks about overcoming anxiety, or yes, even Spring Court talks about the importance of grounding when we feel lost. And thanks to Becca, we now have these pocket mind stealings, aka mini mind stealing podcast episodes, for you to make this a daily practice. In A Court of Silver Flames, Gwyn says, they use it to remain calm in the face of their fears, to settle themselves after a hard battle, and to fight whatever inner demons they possessed. Those inner demons she talks about, we all experience. Sometimes they can stem from mental health struggles. Sometimes they can just be the negative thoughts our brain throws at us. No matter where they come from, there is a way to deal with them. Now, the term inner demons, while I love it because of the dramatic flair, isn't commonly used when talking about mental health these days. Basically, inner demons can take different forms that today we would call negative or intrusive thoughts, thought gremlins, which I also love a lot, a shadow self, or any other type of struggle that can impact your mental health. And just a small tangent here on those terms, because so many of these have been tossed around online lately. Negative thoughts refers to a pattern of where you think negatively about yourself and your surroundings. There can be multiple triggers for negative thoughts, including intrusive thoughts, mental illness, thinking patterns, and more. These are different from intrusive thoughts. An intrusive thought is an unwelcome, involuntary thought, image, or unpleasant idea that may become an obsession, is upsetting or distressing, and can feel difficult to manage or eliminate. So negative thoughts are not always intrusive because they're not always involuntary, but most intrusive thoughts are always negative. This is the definitions we all needed, by the way. Now, a thought gremlin in layman's terms is both negative thinking patterns and intrusive thoughts into imagery. When working in counseling or coaching or problem solving against those thoughts, it can be helpful to imagine them coming from an actual thing inside your brain. Enter a thought gremlin. For example, if you keep having a lot of anxiety about traveling, where are those thoughts coming from? Your thought gremlin might be causing a lot of those fears. How do you overcome them? Force that gremlin to go to flight school and become a confident pilot, maybe by educating yourself on flight safety procedures, making the gremlin and you have less anxiety about flying. See how the image of the actual gremlin was helpful in figuring out a solution. That's one of the reasons many people like this term. Now, the last term on this little dictionary tangent is shadow self. This one specifically gets a lot of hate because it has to do with who we are as people. The shadow self refers to parts of yourself, whether personality traits, emotions, thoughts, that are difficult to accept. Claire Nikogosian, PsyD, explains, "Everyone has a shadow self. We all come into the world open and free of judgment, but as we get older, we have experiences that cause us to judge ourselves. Whether from parents, relatives, teachers, or society as a whole, when we receive messages about what's acceptable and what's not, those unacceptable things about ourselves are pushed into the shadow. When something is not acceptable, is it positive? Nope, it's negative. You are someone who has spoken negatively over an aspect of who you are, and you push those aspects of yourself into a place where you don't like those parts of yourself, and they become the idea of a shadow self. Once those aspects of yourself are pushed into the shadow, it is our negative thoughts replaying that unacceptance that keeps them in the shadow." So, long story short, all of those terms come back to negative thoughts and the way we think about ourselves. So, to make sure no one gets confused, I'm going to say the words thought gremlin for the rest of this podcast, and I mean all those things, okay? Okay, cool. When we are struggling with our thought gremlin, exercise and physical activity can be really helpful. If you're curious about other ways to manage negative thoughts, check out episode 4. This podcast is constantly building on all the ideas we've already talked about, if you can't tell. I want you to be your best selves, always moving forward. Hashtag growth! Regular physical activity can help with that thought gremlin because two things regularly happen. One, you are releasing feel-good endorphins, natural brain chemicals that literally enhance your mood while working out, and for a time afterwards. And I mean, Elle Woods said it, so it has to be true, right? Second is it helps take your mind off worries so you can get away from the cycle caused by your thought gremlin. With longer periods of regular exercise, you can also see long-term benefits like gain confidence, meeting exercise goals or challenges, even small ones can boost your self-confidence. Getting stronger can also make you feel better about your appearance. You may also get more social interaction. Exercise and physical activity may give you the chance to meet or socialize with others. Just exchanging a friendly smile or greeting as you walk around your neighborhood can help your mood. Or becoming besties with a squad over Discord. Cough, cough, wink, wink. And when I say exercise, I don't mean just workout regimens. The word exercise may make you think of running laps around the gym or doing micro squat classes. But exercise includes a wide range of activities that boost your activity level to help you feel better. Running, lifting weights, learning sword strikes, playing basketball, and other fitness activities that get your heart pumping can help. But so can physical activities such as gardening, washing your car, or walking around the block. And any physical activity that gets you off the couch and moving can help improve your mood. So how do you stay motivated to move your body when your thought gremlin is really loud? Here are a few tips. Figure out what you actually enjoy doing. What type of physical activity are you most likely to do? Think about the when, where, and how you'd most likely to follow through. For instance, if you are more likely to do some gardening in the evening, make sure you plan your day so you have that time in the evening. Do what you enjoy to help you stick with it. Set reasonable goals. Your mission doesn't have to be walking for an hour, 5 days a week. Think realistically about what you may be able to do and begin gradually. Whether that's a 15-minute class video or a 10-minute quick walk, some activity is better than none. Figure out what goals fit your own needs and abilities rather than setting unrealistic guidelines that you're unlikely to meet. Try not to think of exercise or physical activity as a chore. If exercise is just another should in your life that you don't think you're living up to, you'll associate it with failure and open the door for that thought gremlin. Instead, try to look at physical activity the same way you look at your therapy sessions or medication. Speaking of therapy, get a mental health professional's support if you feel like it would be helpful. Talk to your doctor or a therapist for guidance and support. The last and maybe one of the most important things to help with your motivation is to prepare for setbacks and obstacles. Give yourself credit for every step in the right direction, no matter how small. If you skip a day of exercise, that doesn't mean you can't stick to a routine and might as well quit. Just try again the next day and don't give up. Just like the Rutgers University study I mentioned in the beginning, if you pair physical activity with mind stealing, you'll be 40% more likely to step on it and squash that little fucker. Valkyries and the squad have been positively impacted by adding mind stealing to their daily activities and gave us their feedback. One Valkyrie said, "These mind stealings have really been helping me out this week. I'm on my third 12-hour shift this week, and I try to do one on lunch as a reset for the rest of my shift. They help so much, and I love Cassian's mind stealing audio in the morning. Don't let the hard days win, or the midday audio for the middle of my work shift, and the evening one at night. Yep, I am up to 3 times a day. There are so many mental health benefits from mind stealing, just like this Valkyrie found who said, "I suffer from anxiety, and it's amazing how something like that can help. Not only that, but the weeks like this week where we are short-staffed and only 3 of us are trying to run things, it helps to prepare for that kind of day, helps me through the middle of the day, and helps to settle down at night." Mind stealing, just like physical activity, is not something you have to be perfect at the first try, or be all in versus none at all. You can start small and set up a space and time to practice once a week, slowly build up to more days a week. There are short and longer versions of mind stealing audios, so you can pick and choose which one is best for you that day. In Motivation Channel over on the Valkyrie Squad Discord, Valkyrie Elise gave this advice. "Consistency will get you farther than strength. Showing up every day to do something is better than powering through on willpower. And please, please, please don't forget that life is about cycles. And what you need and can do at different points in your life cycle varies, but it can also change seasonal based on year or just life cycle. Why can it be so hard to create a habit for mind stealing but not working out? When you're working out, you get an almost instant gratification from it. Just like when we talked about earlier with those physical endorphins and dopamine hit of completing something. Also, while you are doing any type of physical activity, you're moving your body focused on completion. When we practice mind stealing, you have to take the time to be still and quiet your mind. The mind can be a much stronger barrier to overcome than your physical barriers, especially if your thought gremlin is really loud that day. It will take time to build up motivation for mind stealing, but once you start seeing those benefits, the more likely you will be to actually want to practice. Need a few tips for mind stealing, physical activity, motivation? I got you, boo. One tip is this idea of habit stacking. Habit stacking is when you combine something you want to do with something you need to do. For example, if you really want to listen to that new audiobook, tell yourself you can only listen to it if you get out of your house for a walk today. I personally do that when I need to clean the house. It may also be why my house is so clean. Then you will be more motivated to get out walking because you really want to listen to that audiobook. Do the same for mind stealing, especially when you pair it with before or after working out. Another tip comes from producer Mia. She uses a sticker board to keep her motivated. She says, "I made a sticker chart for myself for mind stealing. It's basically a calendar, and every day I practice mind stealing, I put a sticker on the day as a visual, I did this." I love this idea of a physical reminder to not only practice mind stealing, but as a physical reminder of all the days you did complete your goals. But maybe you need the reminders in your phone because you are always on the go. Yeah, I see all of you go-getters out there. So here are a few apps that can help. Habitica can help you stay on task. Fabulous is used for routine building. HabitMinder can send you reminders and help you track your progress. Lastly, the Finch app can help you with a bunch of mental health ideas. I love all you listeners, and I want you all to be the best, healthiest versions of yourself. So I hope you can commit to doing the work to grow in that direction with me. For this week's piece of Cauldron Blessed Wisdom, I want you to close your eyes and picture something with me. Next weekend, imagine you're going to the cabin. There's going to be no one there but you, no one to interrupt you. Nothing there except you and the cabin for this specific time. You decide to do a detox from your phone, technology, and any other kinds of distractions. It's peaceful and freeing, and there's no expectations of you, except whatever it is you are going to do that weekend. One of our Valkyries created this exact experience for us. It's a mind-stilling retreat challenge. Sometimes we need to shut off from social media and technology for our mental health. It's a moment to shut off the temptation and just let our minds and bodies heal. This will be your own personal retreat. You can just be and be present. My challenge for you listeners is to try and take the whole weekend to detox and focus on you and your mental health. If you're signed up for the newsletter or if you head to the podcast Instagram page, we will be posting the schedule for the retreat for you to follow along with other listeners. If you don't have a full weekend, that's okay. We will have a modified version you can complete in just a few hours. I do encourage you all to try and participate, even if it's only a few hours, or even if it can't be this weekend, but next weekend. No matter when you do it, put that phone on Do Not Disturb and relax. When you are done, make sure to tell us how it went over on our Instagram at the Sword and the Ribbon podcast. I am so excited for you all to experience this, and a special thank you to the Valkyrie who created this for us. And until next time, be strong, kick ass, and be fucking magical every day. This episode was produced by Bex Castro, Mia Garlock, and Carolyn McMorrin. Special thank you to Taylor Ash for creating the music of this podcast. And thanks for listening to The Sword and the Ribbon by The Micro Squad. If you're interested in learning more about The Valkyrie Squad, visit us at thevalkyriesquad.com. If you're interested in learning more about The Micro Squad or Geek Gym for a class, visit us at themicrosquad.com. And make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts from so you don't miss out. And if you liked this week's episode, please leave us a review.